the next thing they pulled out didn't give them a fright, but a bee on a frog really made quite a sight. The bee on the frog was quite pleased where he was, but the frog's thoughts were different. He'd like some of that fuzz. The frog made a g and snapped its long tongue. The bee made a zzz till that tongue he had stung. G-zzz was the sound from the frog and the bee, and at last Curly said, "All the sounds we now see." My friends, you're the winners. You finished the chore. You found every sound. You have all 44. Z said, "They have cheated. It's not fair at all." King I said with anger, "Get over that wall." Z, Meenie, and Molly rushed off in great haste. They had tried their best worst. Now a mad king they faced. "At last you have done it, but three can't be king. Who is it to be? Should you flip for the thing?" "Yes, tossing a coin is a good way of choosing. It's such a fair way that we won't get mad losing." So the king tossed the coin, and when he was done, there were two that had lost, and Curly had won. Then Tina and Neil said, "Curly's the king, and since we like Curly, that's a very good thing." So Curly is king now, but he's Curly no more. His title is king, and he thrives on the chore. While King I showed Curly the secrets of leading, King Curly taught I with the sounds about reading. They all lived on happily, to wonder no need, but the happiest of all was an old king who could read. The End.